We heard earlier that Christmas songs can quickly puncture the spirit of the season with deep rancor. And HBR's Sean Hurley found this out for himself when he decided to compose a new Christmas carol. Sean brought his song, the Christmas La La Song, to Sirius XM's shock jocks Opie and Anthony for an audition. We'll let Sean pick it up from there. And a reminder that these are the kind of radio personalities that do love to inflame.
In 2006, I started doing a storytelling podcast called Atoms, Motion, and the Void.
Generally, when I have the urge to walk, it is directly away from the cup.
I mixed together stories I'd written with music that I liked. I didn't use my own voice, but that of an alter ego, who I called Sherwin Sleeves.
You mean this isn't your voice?
Well, it's a voice that I do, but it's an imaginary voice.
Disturbing.
I created a website and posted a few episodes, but then I couldn't figure out how to get anyone to listen to them.
No one listened. No one cared.
At the same time, I was listening to a daily comedy show on XM Satellite Radio.
Buddies, it's the Ron Fez Show, 866.
The host, Ron Bennington, had fast become a kind of radio hero to me. He was street smart and brilliant, and no matter how cutting he was, he couldn't hide the fact that he had a huge heart. Bennington also played songs as listeners sent in. He'd plug their websites, if they had them, as a kind of payment. So I thought I could bring two birds to life with one stone. I could support a show I loved while grabbing a little attention for my podcast. So I started sending in ridiculous songs.
Ladies and gentlemen of the American phenomenon, like puppets in the Sesame Street, we speak phenomenon.
Professor Bunsen, I presume, of the world-class Ogilvies. There's nothing left to ruin here at Muppet University. Oh,
here's my... In November of 2008, Bennington asked me to write a Christmas song. I tried, hard, but the subject was so done and so burnt to a saccharine crisp, I was finding it impossible. I was literally revolting myself with the songs I was coming up with. But then, while working on another song, I stumbled across a little melody that seemed promising. I worked it up into a song and sent it off. Ron played it, and that's where the trouble began. Ron and Fez shared their channel on satellite radio with the infamous shock radio duo, Opie and Anthony. Opie heard the song on the Ron and Fez show and decided to play it on his show.
They played a song by Sleeves. Have you heard his song yet? Sleeves did a song called Christmas Song, and I can't get this damn thing out of my head.
I was feeling pretty good for la 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 la, taking my time on the la 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 snow.
Opie loved it, but Anthony...
That sucked so bad. Dude, let me be... I'm being completely honest with you. I'm not even doing this for a bit.
Right.
I hate it.
Then they went to the phones. Bonnie in D.C. liked it.
It actually made me choke up, almost cry in my car. I loved it.
But Melissa in Jersey, not so much.
Hey, Anthony, I gotta agree with you. That song is absolutely horrendous.
Thank you.
Never heard... a song as bad as that.
I gotta tell you, the phones, every single one is lit. Half of them love it, and the other half hate it. I mean, it's right down the middle.
I didn't know it at the time, but I had created the musical equivalent of Elf on a Shelf. And it didn't end there. Christmas, 2009.
Maybe we should play some Sleeves.
Oh, no!
I think it's time for a little Christmas song from Sleeves.
I haven't heard that in so long, and I hate it. Remember that
one? Come
on,
let's try it again this year.
Remember that
one? Opie still loved it. The callers loved and hated it. And Anthony?
That sucks.
That rules.
Sleeves. God damn.
I really like it.
No.
Why? Too much emotion going on?
No, it has nothing to do with emotion. I was feeling pretty good in the la 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 la.
Yeah.
What's a la 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 la?
The Christmas.
If he came up in a half place,
the Christmas season.
I was feeling pretty good sitting in my house. And then he's got to rhyme something.
See, that's it. Why didn't you rhyme something?
Well, I was just a singer. You were the lyricist.
Oh, that's true. Why didn't I rhyme something? Anyway, they played it the next year.
What's a la 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 la?
Why is it not?
It's got to mean something.
It's the season in general.
No.
And the year after that.
Sticking through the window and a la 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 la. An empty boat and a la 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 la.
Year after year.
Shut up. I can't take it anymore.
God. I enjoyed being told my father was dead more than this. Enjoy the sound of that.
What is wrong with
this?
You?
Is horrible.
It's not horrible. I like to sit out
on the pier. It's terrible.
It's really not.
Stinks. Look across the bay. It's snowing, you dummy.
That's why it's cool.
Go inside. I hate this guy.
I worried early on that Anthony's contempt would mean that soon no one would like the song. Not that he could brainwash anyone into agreeing with him, but that maybe that innocent moment where you get to decide things for yourself was being blown to bits. But that's not what happened. And over the last 5 years, in a very small way, I got to see how people are strong like that. Like the Who's down in Whoville. Like the people who love Elf on a Shelf no matter what. It might not be a good song, it might even be an awful song, but it's just an elf on a shelf, and it means whatever you want it to mean, just like the La 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 La's. For Word of Mouth, I'm Sean Hurley.
And I am Sherwin Sleeves. I like to drink a little beer at the end of the day. Like a million miles away, not as snow as like a sea, like a sand above the beach. The lights walking in the trees, the people shouting in the street, and the people in the light, all the children in the light, singing holy, holy night.
NHBR's Sean Hurley, who is not at this writing, planning to quit his day job. You can hear his song in full or even download it as a ringtone. The gift awaits you at wordofmouthradio.org. Maybe it is the repetition, maybe the obligatory cheeriness, but there is something about hearing holiday songs you don't like that rankles much more deeply than other assaults on the senses. We did ask listeners to share their favorite seasonal tunes on Facebook, along with those that they hate. So far, we've got a tie for the most detested. New Shoes is running neck and neck with Sir Paul McCartney's Wonderful Christmas Time. You can weigh in on the conversation already in progress on our Facebook page, Word of Mouth Radio, or on Twitter, @WordofMouth.